Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
Is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM, your community radio for the North State. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's up and running today. Gosh, February the 14th, Valentine's Day, and today, of course, I'm joined by Trish Clark.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm really good, and happy Valentine, North State.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Happy Valentine's Day, Bob. You still on the phone?
Good morning.
Oh, you're not on. You have to say it again.
Good morning. It's KCNR. We're,
okay, now you can turn it off. It's too hard on Bob. It's too hard on Bob when I say good morning to him. He was on the phone. Getting our friends from Wells Fargo. There's a lot of things going on today. You know what?
Hey, Chris.
Chief Paletti is coming back today. And when he left yesterday at like 4 or 5 till, he was fired up. I tell you what, he was the most passionate I have seen. And since I've known him, and this is a solid combat veteran policeman for 20 years or 15 years, whatever it's been. And it seemed like it finally, you know, it's finally like, you know what? We're arresting these thugs, these hoodlums, these thieves, these burglars. And he is, and maybe at that point he was so frustrated and he's willing to put all of his people out in the street again and just round them up. But there's nothing to be done. We want to talk about that when he gets back. This AB 109 is destroying the fabric of our society. But that's something else we'll talk about. Plus, we've got a few other things we need to talk about today.
A lot going on in Shasta County.
A lot going on. But first, as we always do, let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute. Chris Lasondak. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading session, and the markets are modestly lower. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 18 points at 13,964. The S&P 500 off 2 points at 1517, while the NASDAQ Composite's down 9 points at 3187. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 115 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 4 cents at $12.21, H.J. Heinz & Company up $12.03 at $72.50, General Electric down 23 cents at $23.16, while Ford is up 7 cents at $13.11. Of local interest, PG&E down a nickel at $42.56, Costco's up 20 cents at $101.82, and Home Depot down 21 cents at $67.24. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.03%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's up 49 cents a barrel at $97.50, and precious metals are higher with gold up $5.24 an ounce at $16.47.51, while silver's up 19 cents an ounce at $30.92. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 here in the morning right here in KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 because they have the best information. They have the way to go there. Or stop by Park Marina Drive where their offices are right here in Reading. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors.
And it's 52 degrees outside, a lovely morning, and we're looking for a high of 75 today, a little breezy with a little bit of a north wind. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 42, not getting quite so cold, and the weekend's looking wonderful, 75 and 77, 72.
Wow.
For a nice weekend, get out in the yard, get out and do some things, or just go out and play.
It's February, right?
It's February. yes, it is, and it looks like winter's not just around the corner still. Weather brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards.
Nice pizza night.
Well, also tonight is Valentine's Day. They have a special dinner out there. They're sold out.
I bet they are.
And Linda and I are going up there at lunchtime today just to have lunch up there. It's beautiful. And, of course, the food is always wonderful. in the service. So we're going to go out there and have our Valentine's Day lunch there. And if you think you might want to do that, just give them a call, 474-5546. I know they had a few seats left. I know you can check about dinner tonight. Dinner may be sold out.
I think dinner was sold out. But they could, you know, you never know.
You never know. Okay. And again, 474-5546 in Summel Vineyards. 7:10 in the morning, and we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to discuss the new police station for a couple of minutes, Ron Paul. And then we're going to go into, you know, some things that, again, the county is once again in court with Anselmo Vineyards, among other things. We'll talk about that when we get back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle, and we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us...
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
What makes Safe Light different? Well, with Safe Light, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. SafeLight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com. Or ask your insurance company for SafeLight.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 Community Radio. You want to find out what's going on in our North State? This is a good place to do it. Carl Bott and Trish Clark this morning. Trish, good morning.
Good morning.
530-605-4567 is our phone number here, and we're streaming live. Hey, it looks like the police station is a numero uno as for, you know, among the Reading officials to have something built.
Well, you know, and it's just time. I think they've come down to a reasonable approach now. I think the new chief has given them some really yeah. good thought processes to move forward with, much more reasonable, not only considering the budget, but, you know, just the philosophy and the feelings in the community that, you know, the yeah. grand, big, wonderful new building with all the bells and whistles just didn't go down well with people.
Well, no, so not when it costs so much. You
well,
know?
Exactly.
And this one is as he described it, is a two-story double wide. Which is, and you know what? If it does the work and it's, and it doesn't scream, police state on it, then we're okay.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, and also the county foreclosures are down lowest in 5 years. And that's good. And there's a couple of reasons, three reasons I can think of. One is the economy is getting a little better. Two, according to the article, is that these new lending laws have made it harder. And, you know, and frankly, I know of a couple of cases where people have been able to work things out that they couldn't work out 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
And then the third one is, I think they foreclose and all, all the low-hanging fruit's gone, and even the mid-hanging fruit's gone, because people that were in trouble, they've already lost their homes. Those homes may even be in their second round of foreclosure.
Well, and I think there's another thing. If you listen to the real estate agents, they will tell you that the banks are just hanging on to them and not putting them out for sale. So that needs to be determined. Are there a lot of houses out there that just aren't available?
I don't know,
but that's certainly what real estate people tell me.
Ron Paul's coming to KCNR. Bill O'Reilly, who has his update twice a day, is pulling out of radio again, and this time because he wants to concentrate on his TV show, which he probably needs to do. But Ron Paul is going to take his place. Now, Ron Paul, who is, you know, ran for president a couple of times, it has a huge following. I mean,
yes,
you know,
does.
I mean, and there, I mean, people are for Ron Paul. That's it. I mean, they're in love. That's it. Ron Paul's my man. I talked to a lot of younger people that went to Chico when he was there. And they are sold on Ron Paul. They are sold on on what he says about government and the way government should be run, the whole thing.
And I go along with him and I get really just enthralled listening to him, and then we get to foreign policy and I just can't get there. I mean, I can't
it's
get my brain
can't,
around.
Can't make him like the charge of the economy or something.
Oh,
like
I think,
that.
Yeah, well, I was hoping that certainly he would play a role in the administration if Romney had been elected.
Oh, you hope so.
That he would put him in there as to help with the money thing. So certainly he has a real handle, I think, on a lot of how government should run. But
so can you give me a 3-minute synopsis of what you thought about the State of the Union speech?
Well, it doesn't take 3 minutes.
Well, wait a minute. Let me, Bob, put your finger over there on the delay button just because she has that look in her eye. Okay.
No, I would just simply say that I think I didn't watch the entire thing. I've read several synopses of it because I have a hard time watching him and not, I value my TV set and I said, so I don't want to pitch up something and throw it through the TV. He laid out exactly what he intended from the very beginning. If you were ever paying attention to what he said, he's very arrogant. He's going to do it in his manner. He's going to take and make us all dependent upon government. He's going to build roads. He's going to double up the dependent society. He's going to ignore our Constitution, and he's going to do it without any help from that damn Congress.
He
darn
did, you know,
Congress.
That one day, he did say that. If you don't hand me a bill on this global warming, I'll do it out of my cabinet. You know, if that wasn't a slap in the face and
he
just saying this, I will bypass.
He took off the next day and went to Ohio.
Yeah. I will bypass Congress, because if you don't give me these bills that I want, I'm going to have the EPA, and that's exactly what he's talking about. I'm going to have the EPA just start, you know, restricting more and more. You know,
and they have.
And the part two, and I said this yesterday, was that he said everybody in America's cost of energy is dropping. Where's that happening? Because the cost of gas has gone up 25 cents in 2 weeks. But in California, because we are into the green, which he wants everybody else to get into, we are leading the way in green technology in California. We
absolutely.
Are.
And our energy is higher than any place else.
Energy is going up at 8 to 10% a year because of that. We can't – the energy's not there. It's not there 24 hours a day.
Our government is set up so that we're supposed to have three distinct branches of government. he is not going to play that game regardless. I mean, he makes his State of the Union speech, and then he immediately leaves and goes to Ohio to sell what he said. He's still on the campaign trail. He's still out dealing with the people. He is not going to, he doesn't get briefings. He is never there to be the president of this United States. He thinks he's a king.
I want to see how he's going to pay for all the infrastructure he talked about. How he's going to keep all the promises. They say, oh, we can't break our promises. Okay. For people, for, you know, Social Security and Medicare. How we're going to start the preschool, which, by the way, I think preschool is, you know, and I've said this before, is terribly important. That it's a proven fact that kids that get good preschool have a much better life. I mean, their life is set up after that. But how are you going to pay for that? How are you going to pay for all this? And he says it won't increase the budget. I mean, I guess I don't understand it.
Well, you want my reaction to his speech.
Yeah.
How many lies can you count in 1 hour and how long ever it was? I mean, if you just sit there and if you know anything at all, the one about the electricity, the one about it's not going to increase the budget, the one about we don't have a spending problem, we have a revenue problem. I mean, I can go on and on. I don't know what he said that was truthful.
Well,
he said, tell me something he said that was true.
I'm really happy to be here.
And he probably
I'm sure,
is.
I'm sure he is. There were things, though. The immigration. You know what? If everything he said on immigration was true, at least somebody has stepped forward. And you know what? I don't agree with President Obama on many of the things he does. Because he does things, I find, just strictly political that has an impact on our military. Which, you know, which is just terrible. But, we gotta take a break here, when he said, we've gotta face this problem, we've got to do something about it.
I concur.
And he says, if he means it by closing the border, if he means it by going after people that hire illegals without, you know, the proper identification, if he means they learn English, if they means that they go to the back of the line, that they pay fines, you know, blah, 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 if he means all those things.
But that's the same rhetoric we heard the last time we went around this whole ball game, and nothing changed.
Nothing changed, but if he means it, then
but
at
he has
least,
to work. But he yeah. has to work with Congress, Carl.
Well, no, he can't do this by himself.
To make any of that happen.
No, that's right. Congress has to pass this.
But somebody has got to do something. What can he do with an executive order? Because that's what's going to happen. He has to spend time and work with them in order to work with the Congress.
Well, executive order means he can tell them to stop sending people back over the border, which he did. And he can do a lot of other things which are even dangerous to our people on the border. But if he means what he says, and the Congress and the Senate can actually come together, we have a big problem here. And somebody needs to address it. Bush tried to and got slapped down. Something needs to be done. And somebody needs to take lead, even if it doesn't end up like that, but some movement forward. It's got to be something, because we can't continue like this. We're getting bled dry.
No, anyway, we got to take a break. We can't do amnesty, though.
Right. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We're talking today. KCNR 14-6 Community Radio for the North State. We'll be right back after these messages.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here on a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
The University Preparatory School Educational Foundation has announced that they will match donations up to $15,000 in order to raise $30,000 to fund Project iPad. This places an iPad and Apple TV in every classroom. UPrep's fundraising event, We're Going Places, on Saturday, March 9th, with a dinner and auction, will help to attain this goal and more. Purchase tickets and be a sponsor at myuprep.com or call 242-0424.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great drinks there by the buddies, does. And, of course, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. 30 years they've been supporting our community. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley have done just a great job in the support of our community. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, Trish, more things in the paper today. Russ Maul retired after 25 years. And his number two, his hand-picked successor, Rick Simon, has been moved up in a closed session after a closed session.
Yeah, there we go. Right off the bat, we know we have really issues with Russ Maul and the planning department, and not just with Anselmo Vineyards. I mean, this is a constant thing in the paper. People who are trying to do something proactive, build a business in this community,
doctors, veterinarians, everybody,
whatever.
Well, no, but according to the paper, the people that are complaining are mainly Tea Party people.
Where that came from is beyond me, because I listened to Sean, for 16 years when
Sean
I was on there.
Longoria.
And I don't remember Tea Party being an issue. Every time somebody tried to establish a business or get a permit over there, you get a phone call because there's no cooperation. And there's no set. Why can't I just go into the place? If I had a nickel for every time I heard this. Why can't I just go into the planning department and get a list of things that I have to do to make my project work? Supply them with them and have them issue me a permit. Why does it have to be piecemeal? Why do I have to go in there, get one list, 2 months later I go back, now they want some other things, I go back again, they want some other things. Nothing's changed.
The responsibilities of the department under Simon's leadership remain largely the same. Environmental protection and permitting, Simon said. But a goal for the new position is, I'm getting this from the Record Searchlight. But a goal for this new position is to promote transparency and accessibility within the department with the goal of becoming a bit more user-friendly. Not user-friendly, but a bit more user-friendly, he said. The department has taken flack in recent years, and I think this is from Longoria, the guy who wrote it. As county residents, mostly Tea Party activists, have derided what they said is poor customer service. And Simon says, I think a high priority in public outreach, kind of reestablishing collaboration efforts between resource management, development, community, and the county, the public at large. Well, I hope, Rick, that you mean that. Because ask Jen Powers, because of you, she spent $60,000 in rehabbing her property because of a permit you said she was going to get, and she never got.
Well,
thanks to Russ Maul. And do we have that one clip that we need to play here before, as we go out? This was, of course, when Russ Maul was a guest of ours. And this is what he said about resource management, which now Rick Simon.
If you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day. If you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
Yep. Okay, that was Russ Maul. But nothing's changed, because if you If you eat food, drink water, or breathe air, and there's other things too. If you poop, it comes under Russ, it comes under now Rick Simon. He controls everything in this county like that.
Well, in the second part of the discussion, when we come back from the break, we want to talk about the next acts against Anselmo Vineyards and what they're trying to do up there. And Rick Simon refuses to meet with Revere Anselmo. So where do we go from here?
There you go. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460, all you activists out there.
Fox Business Network. Stocks are down in early trading on concerns about global growth after reports showed contraction in the Japanese and Eurozone economies in the fourth quarter. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 20 points. Meanwhile, Cardinal Health is buying Assuramed for more than $2 billion. The deal is being financed with $1.3 billion in senior unsecured notes and the remainder in cash. Assuramed is a leading provider of medical supplies to patients in the home. The deal is expected to close early April. And the number of foreclosure starts fell in January to their lowest level since June of 2006. According to Realty Track, foreclosure filings last month were down 28% year over year. New foreclosures are also down 11% from December. January's decline was most pronounced in California, thanks to the Homeowner Bill of Rights that took effect January 1st. The new rule forces lenders to stop foreclosure proceedings when a borrower applies for a mortgage modification. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Is poker your passion? River's Edge Poker Room inside Wind River Casino is your Valentine's Day hotspot for a fun, exciting, and lucky Valentine's Day. Grab a mate and play your cards right in our Valentine's Day Couples Poker Tournament, February 14th at 6 p.m. Your $45 per couple buy-in will get you $4,000 in chips. Get lucky with the Valentine's Day Couples Poker Tournament on February 14th at 6 p.m. For details, call 1-800-YOU-WIN, log on to windriver.com, check out the River's Edge on Facebook.
Treat your sweetheart to a special Valentine's where you both get lucky. Make your date night reservations at Element's Restaurant inside Wind River Casino for our Valentine's dinner special. Charbroiled filet mignon and lobster tail, baked potato and seasoned vegetables, house salad and chocolate dipped Grand Marnier strawberries with a glass of champagne for only $50 a couple. After dinner, play your favorite slot machine with $10 free slot play on us. Call 1-800-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Do not miss the incredible savings during the Big Crown Motors President's Day Sale. Hurry to Crown to really save on hundreds of vehicles priced to sell. Every car, every truck, every SUV. Save on Ford, Dodge, Lincoln, Honda, and Nissan. All at incredible discounts. Huge savings on clean, quality pre-owned vehicles too. Stop in or check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com during the Big President's Day Sale through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. 7:34 in the morning, 52 degrees. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Trish Clark is here Thursdays.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Carl Bott. This Saturday, February the 16th, the Senior Citizens Hall is the AmVets Ladies Auxiliary Post Number 4 is having a fundraiser for the Wounded Warrior Project. Dinner and program begin at 6 p.m. Linda's going to be singing the national anthem. No host barred, 5. You can sponsor a table for $250 or you can purchase tickets at $25 apiece. The money, part of the proceeds, most of the proceeds are going to the Wounded Warrior Project. The remainder of those are going to keep a small portion for the AmVets Ladies Auxiliary, who supports all types of veterans organizations. So they help in the stand down. They send packages over to our troops over that are deployed in Afghanistan, which hopefully they'll be getting everybody back here within a year. At the end, well, 2 years, 2014, from what the president said, if we believe that. And frankly, I think you could bring them all home tomorrow as far as I'm concerned. There's not going to make any difference there. But that's not what I'm talking about. Anyway, the Wounded Warrior Project, the AmVets Lady Auxiliary, is going to be February 16th. Give Treva a call at 221-7433 and you can purchase a ticket there. And it's going to be, like I said, all the proceeds go to a good cause at Senior Citizens Hall on Saturday. All right. Let's go on back. So at the same time, you see Rick Simon in a closed session.
Mm-hmm.
I was told by people that are high in the administration that they wanted to just kind of clean that whole thing up.
This was the opportunity to clean it up.
But Rick Simon is somebody they want to have. And frankly, I think I've met Rick Simon once or twice. I'd like to have him on the show because let's see what he's going to do different. He says he wants to do outreach. I'd love to hear that from him. I'm not casting stones at Rick Simon. I'm just saying is that what I know has happened, and Russ Maul told me that Simon had made a mistake when he had done this, when he had said, when he told Powers that she could have that permit.
Uh-huh.
He said he wouldn't have done that. Now I'm not sure if Maul was involved in this or not. But along with that, you want to start over fresh, and then
below the centerfold.
Motion filed in federal court. The county is still going after Insomo. So.
Well, and here we have it again. We went through the process of going for the permits. I mean, you read that where Insomo applied for his permit to do this thing. Somebody went down to the county on a daily basis. Do you need anything else? What do you want? These are the papers we've filed. Are you needing anything else? No, it's in progress. It's in progress. It's in progress. Get to the end of the 60 days. They don't do anything. According to the Streamlining Act, that's a good project. That's a good permit, and they move forward. The county has had months to do something about this if they're not happy.
They said they didn't know it was there until December, and I'm thinking, how could you not know it?
That's absolutely not true. They knew it was there because it was a tent before that, and the kitchen was already there, and it was operating. So they've known all that because it was all there when they went up and red-tagged everything a year and a half ago.
They tried to red-tag it then, and to say it's not there, again, it's, they're...
They drive by on a daily basis. To say it's not there, that's just insane. Having said that, once again, so what do they got against brides in Shasta County? They've got all of these weddings planned. They've got all these things going, all of these arrangements been made. What I don't understand about this entire vendetta is what does the county have to gain by stopping this man from developing his property into a multi-million-dollar venue that brings revenue and taxes and all kinds of things into Shasta County? What do we, the taxpayers, have to benefit by spending money to stop that from happening?
Well, the one thing...
Because we're the ones paying for it.
Well, the one thing that's happening is it's costing us 2 deputy sheriffs a year because the amount of money they're spending on this court case would pay the salaries, everything, for 2 new deputy sheriffs, which God knows we need out there. Ask Tom Basinko if he needs more deputies. Well, that's how much this thing is costing us. You know, you're talking about $20,000-$30,000 a month, and they've never denied that. Nobody has ever said, oh, no, it's not that much. Yes, it is. It's probably well over $400,000 at this point. And with that, that means you could have hired two deputies 24 hours a day
for four years. You know, and the issue is Reverge and Selmo sued the county. Since then, the county has filed nothing but cross complaints and actions and motions, and they have yet to win a motion. The court has found against them on every single occasion, with the exception of when they asked to consolidate the two cases. That's the only motion that has been successful, and that really was just a no-brainer that streamlined it and made everybody go to Sacramento. Well, it made everybody go to Sacramento so that, in fact, we'd aren't even here doing the county's business in the county. We've moved everything to the federal
court. Using lawyers and not even from the county.
It made it a little more expensive.
Yeah, a little more. These guys are charging. How much they, you know what? I'd like to know how much they charge. And as a taxpayer, why shouldn't I be able to know that? And here's the other thing, supervisors. Anybody. Any one of you all could stop this. All you have to do is go up and just say, hey, wait, what's it going to take to settle this? I bet you, and Selmo will meet you halfway. In fact, I know he will. He would say is, look, and he said this to me. He said this offer is out. They have come to him. He says, all right, let's just back off on this. Tell me what has to be done. I'll get it done. I mean, you know, because I have already paid for these. I have already done this. Have a third party, a disinterested third party, take a look at the paperwork, and let's just stop this madness. But they won't do it. So why is that? Why are our new supervisors who came in saying, is that, you know what, we need to take a look at this. We need to, you know, this is wrong about, you know, resource management. Now it's completely out of hand again.
Just recently, it was discovered that all of the allegations that have been made about why he can't do this, the biggest part of it was because this property theoretically was in Williamson Act. Okay, turns out, guess what? This property is not in Williamson Act because the county never filed the paperwork to make it in so that the property is in Williamson Act project. So the last that the Anselmos knew, they were in the process of getting rid of all of the issues that had to do with the fact that it was in the Williamson Act. Lo and behold, last Friday, with no warning to anybody, boom, they up and serve him with yet another injunction, yet another motion, while they're supposed to be settling it. And they wonder, well, he's not reasonable. He won't settle with us. That's baloney. Every time he has tried to do that, they turn around and slap him with another injunction.
And to say that, us putting this motion now and right when the, after they've made announcements, you know, they have weddings happening and all this on the, pavilion there. I mean, you know what? Here's my final thought before we take a break here. And some will spend over $25 million in this county. County supervisors, think about this. Let him build this stuff. Let him pay the permits. Let him build this. Let him build the spa and hotel on non-Williamson Act property he has up there. Let him make this into a success, and maybe he'll sell it and he'll leave because he's had enough of the county supervisors and the resource development. See, then you'd be rid of him, but you're not going to chase him away. He is not built that way. He is not going to quit. He is going to come. You know what? And the one thing he hasn't done is he has not come after us for money. And if he wins, and here's the fear of some people I really know. If he wins, he said he could bankrupt the county. He could. He doesn't want to do that.
That's not in his prayer.
It's not
asking for money. He wants to get his permits. He wants them to go away. We need a county supervisor to step up, take this on, say, I don't care who's at fault. We just need to make it go away.
Something that could have been done 4 years ago. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
a word from R&B Sharpening and Sales.
Well, 26 years ago, we officially opened up on my birthday, November 20th, and just to make it a fun day, you know. My philosophy has been in this thing. We went on the concept that service and quality work going out of that place, or I wouldn't put up with it. If it isn't right, it's not going out with our name on it. The attitude of quality and service has paid off.
R&B Sharpening and Sales, East Side Road, 365-1479.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed the difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Botten, Trish Clark here. KCNR, 1460s, Thursday. Trish is here. I always love having Trish here. She doesn't get it. I just wish she'd get a little more passionate about things. Okay, hey, here's the last thing we're going to say about Anselmo and the law and the torts and all this. We invite Larry Lees, any one of the supervisors, the county attorney,
Rick Simon, somebody
to come on and tell us what the county wants to achieve. I mean, tell us that. We welcome that. I mean, you will have an open mic, the whole thing, and just tell us, you know, because maybe we're missing something here.
Well, they're hiding behind the lawsuit and we've got 32 or 35 lawsuits filed against the county over issues in this community. Does that mean anytime you file a lawsuit, we can't talk about it? We'll never solve it? Where's the transparency come in here?
The only thing I'm requesting is just come on the show and say, hey, okay, we are in a lawsuit, but this is what we want to achieve. This is why we're in a lawsuit. So people understand. Everybody's not a Tea Party activist that's following this thing. Start looking at the comments in the Reading.com, where it used to be 90% against Anselmo. Now you're looking at it's going against the county because everybody's saying, just settle this damn thing. $400,000 of our money, of the taxpayers' money, maybe more.
This is not a rich guy who's come into the county and wants to do things without following the rules. He's trying desperately to follow the rules. If someone will just give him the rules and make it clear what he has to do to accomplish these things, he'll move forward.
Okay. All right. Hey, you remember Blade Runner from the Olympics? The guy that Oscar Pistorius?
No.
From the Olympics, they called him Blade Runner because he had those prosthetic legs.
Oh, from South Africa.
You remember him?
Yes.
Just arrested yesterday for murder of his girlfriend.
Domestic violence.
Oh, my.
And here's a guy that, I mean, I mean, worldwide attention and fame that he deserved. And how many people did it show that this man ran in the Olympics? Even though there's people saying, oh, it's not fair because he can bound on these things. But the point is that he was, how horrible. And I feel for it because it's domestic violence, first of all. But that he is just a, you know, it, that now he is a, he's in jail. Anyway. We're going to take a quick break. I think we have RC and some on, but we're going to take a quick break first and put him on hold call so we can talk a little bit longer. Otherwise, we're going to run out of time here. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Reversion Summo's on the phone.
Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit. Offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, pimp cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays. Drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner at the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Crown Motors brings us this portion of the show. Head on down to your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Reading and the surrounding areas. They've got everything you could possibly want in new or used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Plus, their service department is second to none. That's Reading Crown Motors serving the North State. Neighbors making great deals for neighbors. 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading, or give them a call at 530-223-2177. On the phones, RC and Selmo. Good morning there.
Good morning. Are you able to hear me? Because I'm on a cell phone on I-95.
We're able to hear you.
We're able to hear you. We've been talking about you for about the last 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, good. I had a feeling you would. My wife read me the article out of Reading.com.
Well, it says here, besides the fact that Rick Simon has taken over from Russ Maul, that you know, they talked about the lawsuit. Our whole thing is let me ask you something, RC.
Yeah.
Are you willing? You have approached the county. They have approached you. Are you willing just to settle this thing?
Yeah, of course. I sent them the settlement.
In the settlement,
I sent them an outline. They never even replied to it.
And the outline was that no money changed hands. Everybody just quits what they're doing. And you get, you know, if somebody comes in, looks at the permits.
Give me my permits and I'll leave you alone. Yeah.
That's it. Just give you the permits and that you, what you've paid for, and that they inspect the stuff you've had. You've already got the permits for it. I mean, you've offered that. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Well.
I just wanted to notice two things that I hope get cleared up factually. Number one, it's not true that the first time they became aware of this construction was in December. We told them in August that we were going ahead. They had our application submitted since June.
Exactly. So
they're trying to paint it as though we're trying to do this all up in a secret canyon or something. We've never been more upfront about anything in building that conservatory because we need it, and they know we needed it fast. They just refused to do the permits. And by the way, did you get any of this out that now they're all real quiet about the Williamson Act?
We did talk about that.
Any of this in the Williamson Act because they screwed it up. There is no contract. Fault of them. I want to make sure people know that.
I did bring that out and point that out and let them know that, in fact, you thought that was what was happening when they up and serve you with yet another motion.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I have not. I don't know if that's been in a record searchlight, but maybe it needs
no, it
to be.
Is
that there, it's that there is because of the mistake that the county made is that they did not have your land in the Williamson Act.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
That's kind of an interesting one on its own.
Yeah. Rick Simon says he wants to be more user friendly and product friendly.
A bit.
So, well, he said a bit, but I think
really.
I think we should give. I think that you're willing to give him a chance. You're willing to meet with Rick Simon.
Yeah, give him a chance to be user friendly because I'm a user.
The I would like to be able to say is that somebody in our county has got to sit down and let's end this craziness because it's costing us the equivalent of two sheriff's deputies every during the year.
Well, every month as we go to trial. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, well. It's the we've tried to point this out is that you're willing to settle. We'd love to have somebody on from the county. Just tell us why the pursuit continues like this because they refuse. They're not talking about it because we're in a lawsuit. We can't discuss it. Well, somebody needs to discuss it. Somebody needs to say is if he does this, we'll do this. Something.
I pointed out to Trish the county is actually named in 32 lawsuits. Are they never going to discuss anything until all of those are settled and no one ever files another one? I mean, you got to talk. I mean, we can't have a government of omerta.
We, at the end of the last segment, Rivers, we called for somebody, a county supervisor, somebody to take this on, stand up and simply say, I don't care who was at fault. I don't want to rehash all of the details. Let's just figure out a way to make it go away.
Fine with me. I've been wanting it to go away for a very long time.
You know, the other...
If I have to go to court, I have to go to court. It's either way. It's up to them.
You know, the thing, too, is, as in the way I understand it from things you've said to me in the past, that, you've got plans. You've got big plans for up there. And building more, building a... spa hotel that would, it's a place where people would want to come. It's more tax money for our county. It's more tax, it's more jobs, it's more construction, it's more everything. And you just, the only thing you want to do is because you like it up here, and you like, well, most of the people, is that you just want to be able to build on your property. And I guess that I don't understand why somebody one of our supervisors just doesn't say, let's just end this madness and let's get things built.
I don't know. I think we're in Lent, so I actually do pray for my enemies, but I know I've got some. And they just, there's something become on their side so very personal about it. I could tell you what Terry Paul said, but I'd have to soften it for radio. Do you want to know what he said?
We've got our hands all over the dump button here, but soften it for us a little bit.
He says I have a tendency because, I'm very fast and effective and I'm not, I get no points for meekness, right? He says I have
true.
A tendency to make other people feel like they're being a pussy. They don't like that. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, that got bleeped.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I'm glad you softened that one down. Okay, hey, RC.
That's where he said I went wrong, because, he deals so delicately with people in politics and stuff. He's really so good at it.
Yeah.
Hey. And I have no training in how to, soften perceptions or provide, elegant avenues of escape. I'm not trained that way.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, RC, we got to run. Be safe on your trip.
Thanks.
And we'll see you when you get back. Happy Valentine's Day. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here in a minute. And, Chief Paletti is in the house. Hey, Chief. Good morning.
How are you?
Okay. We'll turn you on in a few minutes here.
Apologies to those listening in the chat room. By the way.
Now you've completely blown my thought on that one. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. We're going to have the chief here. We want to finish up on yesterday. Good news last night it looks like the police station is number one and things to be built. Oh, number two. Okay, let's talk about that when we get back. Plus, I want to finish up what you were talking about yesterday. It's the most passionate I have seen since you've been here about criminals and obviously this has been such a, this has been something that's on your mind since you've been here. We got to take a break here. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We'll be right back. KCNR, Community Radio for the North State.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fitz is worried.
Our country will be without a Secretary of Defense.
As Republicans make it tougher on Chuck Hagel's nomination. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Yeah, Harry Reid says GOP delaying moves are just not acceptable.
It's shocking that my Republican colleagues would leave the nation without a fully empowered Secretary of Defense. During all the things we have going on in the world.
Reid has scheduled a cloture vote to end debate on the Hagel nomination for tomorrow, but it might not get the 60 votes needed. Some Republican senators want more information about the Benghazi attacks. Others are looking for records of some speeches that Hagel's given. The White House says the delay tactics are unconscionable and send a bad signal to our allies. Dave.
French U.S. Airways is going to buy American out of bankruptcy, an $11 billion merger that will create the world's biggest airline. He's hoping his wife gets
a shower and a good meal.
She's one of the passengers on the not-so-luxurious disabled cruise ship that'll finally be towed to Alabama today. Fox's Jonathan Seri is live in Mobile.
Dave, Carnival is giving passengers the option of overnighting in New Orleans or heading directly in buses to Galveston and Houston, Texas. But some family and friends of passengers here have gathered outside the Alabama cruise terminal in Mobile, where the disabled Carnival Triumph is expected to arrive late today. Many of them are already in cell phone contact with loved ones who describe cold food, discolored water, and limited access to toilets. One man received a Valentine's Day text greeting that reads, "Room smells like an outhouse." Dave?
Jonathan, remember Oscar Pistorius? He was a star in last year's Olympics, running on two blade-like prosthetic legs. Now he's in jail, charged with murdering his girlfriend in South Africa.
This court has totally unaware. We are shocked. We're devastated.
She's the publicist of Pistorius's girlfriend, the model Reva Steenkamp. A judge today has accepted a drilling rig operator Transocean's agreement to plead guilty and pay $400 million settling criminal charges over the Gulf of Mexico oil spill in 2010. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
There are more warnings on Capitol Hill today about the sequester, those looming budget cuts March 1st. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Cabinet secretaries are warning a Senate panel what automatic spending cuts will mean.
It would have serious immediate consequences to the flow of trade and travel at our nation's ports of entry.
And Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says it'll create longer security lines at airports due to TSA cuts. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Sean Donovan warns
sequestration will likely result in the loss of tens of thousands of jobs
at a time when continued recovery depends on a stable job market.
And there is bipartisan desire to avert sequestration, but Republicans and Democrats have not agreed on a way to replace the spending cuts. Dave.
Jared, President Obama's on his way to Georgia, where he'll soon visit a pre-kindergarten classroom, pushing his proposal for more early education funding. An outburst in court at Guantanamo. One of the accused terrorists in the 9/11 trial stood and loudly complained to a judge about searches of his cells by prison guards, but the judge told Waleed Bin Attash, unless he wants to take the witness stand, he has to sit down and be quiet or be removed. New York City's mayor has found something else he wants to outlaw.
His critics call Bloomberg the nanny mayor for his ban on supersized soft drinks.
We're not taking away anybody's right to do things. We're simply forcing you to understand.
Smoking in the parks, salt in food. Now he wants to ban plastic foam packaging. The city says people throw away 20,000 tons of plastic foam every year. Banning the stuff could save $20 a ton in recycling costs. The mayor is expected to make his proposal in his 12th and final State of the City address later today. New York City wouldn't be the first city in the country to ban plastic foam, but it would be the biggest, and that could influence more cities to follow. Steve Knight, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, despite renewed worries of a deepening recession in Europe, the market is not doing much. The Dow is down now up 2 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. We're here at Community Radio for the North State. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bunch of people in the chat room today going for it. 8:05 in the morning. What's the weather look like today?
The weather, it's 54 degrees in Reading. We're looking for a high of 75 today, a little breezy with a north wind, mostly clear with a low around 42 tonight, and sunny and a high near 75 again tomorrow. So we're looking for a nice weekend, and the weather is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, we've been talking about Anselmo Vineyards. You know, go on up there and take a look at their at their new pavilion that's halfway through, or most of the way through.
Almost
today is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody, and especially Chris Lassondak from our Wells Fargo Advisors.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 90 minutes into today's trading sessions, and the markets are a little changed. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is unchanged at 13,982. The S&P 500 also unchanged at 1520, while the NASDAQ Composite is down just about 3 points at 3194. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 192 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up 48 cents at 467.38, Microsoft unchanged at $28.02, while Intel's down 2 cents at 21.22. Of local interest, Costco up 19 cents at 101.80, Reading Bank of Commerce unchanged at 4.89, and Harley-Davidson up 27 cents at 53.69. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.04%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's up 40 cents a barrel at $97.41, and precious metals are lower, with gold down 45 cents an ounce at $16.41.91. Silver's down 18 cents at $30.55. This is Crystal Sondack at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. You know, Wells Fargo Advisors are on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 here in the morning. And if you want to take, give them a call, it's 530-243-7561. They're really out there to help you in your investments. Stop by Park Community Drive. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, we're going to take a, besides the weather, today at Anselmo's, of course, it's February 14th. It's Valentine's Day, and dinner out there. I'm having lunch out there. When I say we're going to go out there for lunch, but they have a special dinner. It's Valentine's Day. They may be sold out for that. You may want to check at noontime for their lunch. It's beautiful out there. 474-5546. Trish, we're going to take a quick break. Chief's here. We're going to get right back to Reading Police Chief Rob Play. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is
is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The University Preparatory School Educational Foundation has announced that they will match donations up to $15,000 in order to raise $30,000 to fund Project iPad. This places an iPad and Apple TV in every classroom. UPrep's fundraising event, We're Going Places, on Saturday, March 9th, with a dinner and auction, will help to attain this goal and more. Purchase tickets and be a sponsor at myuprep.com or call 242-0424.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Our lines are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. My battery ran out, but Bad Bob is on the chat room, so if you've got questions here for the chief. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. Locally owned, family operated, senior and veterans discounts, and competitive prices. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest, you know, and we don't usually do this. This is rare we do this, is that we hold somebody, you know, we ask somebody to come back the next day.
You hold them hostage.
We hold them hostage, really?
I haven't left. He kept me in the back room all day.
That's right. I kept your coffee cup, and I knew you'd always come back for the coffee cup and have the alligator there. Reading Police Chief Rob Blake, welcome back.
Thank you.
Two things, and one of the things that just happened is that it looks like the police station was given, what, the number two priority?
Yeah, it looks like we're hopefully going to move forward. I mean, obviously, that's their priorities for, you know, what they're going to spend money on, and now we got to figure out if the money's there to spend on the priorities. So it's promising. I'm optimistic that hopefully we can get this done. And, you know, I had to kind of explain yesterday because, you know, there were competing interests, and, you know, the police department has several different things that were on that priority setting session. And, you know, number one is the COPS grant that we have that maintains four police officer positions is one of those priorities. And that one was ranked relatively low because under contractual obligation, we're obligated to keep it almost through this entire budget session. So I'm fairly confident that as we go into the next biennial budget, you know, we're gonna have, hopefully the economy will grow and we'll be able to keep those four positions. So we're obligated to keep those anyway for this budget session. Police facility was one of those priorities, and that was a kind of a competing priority against a recommendation from Councilmember Jones to spend money bringing back community service officers to the Reading Police Department. So, you know, it's kind of that balance that I talked about as we go forward, that we have to kind of juggle between the people that we have, getting a facility that's actually safe for the people to come to work in and that functions well for us, and then growing our staffing levels to provide a better service to the community in the future. And that's kind of that priority, maintaining what we have, getting a new facility that's a healthy place for people to come to work. And then as we grow, I want to get those CSOs back on the road as fast as possible.
Well, the, you described it as what, as a two-story double wide?
It's not a two-story. It's a single story.
Oh, it's a single-story double wide.
Yeah. It's a square building. It's pretty simple. The main focus of the building itself for patrol is the locker rooms. The lockers that we have now are small. They can't fit all their equipment in them. We have to have another room downstairs where they store their, you know, the bags that they take all their equipment out onto the street. And we're trying to make it a functional space for them. Everything we have is rechargeable. So every outlet that we have has multiple, you know, extenders plugged into it so they can plug in their rechargeable flashlights and all that stuff. All that will end up being inside their locker. So every outlet, every locker will have an outlet inside it so that they can charge their equipment. It's going to be a simple functional space for our patrol facility. So you'll have patrol and traffic in that building along with about 5,500 square feet of property and evidence storage space, which is a little bit less than what I wanted. But what we're looking at is some rolling shelves that economize the space that's there. And the ones we're looking at actually turn about 5,500 square feet into about 11,000 square feet because of the way they stack and roll. But we haven't got a cost estimate on those yet. So, you know, we're still seeing if those are even going to fit into the budget. But, you know, if not now, maybe in the future, you know, we're trying to get a building that's safe for our people and then move the rest of them up into City Hall.
Well, you know, I think you should probably give Linda a call because she's consistently gotten 6,000 square feet of stuff in a 400 foot area. And she'll be glad to, you know, come along and probably be a consultant for
you. The closet organizer?
No, I tell you what, no, it's just beyond that. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, how'd you get that in there? And how'd you move it in there? Man, don't worry. She and the dog. You know, some of the people, you know, and just let me say this is, you know, gosh, 7.4 million. Oh gosh, you know why? You know, I urge people, if you don't know why we need a new police station, please give the chief a call or somebody at the police station. They will be more than happy to take you through the police station and where they're working at right now that you really legally probably couldn't keep prisoners at.
Oh, we don't hold prisoners within our facility, but
they couldn't stay there.
No,
because of the way it is.
Well, it's a matter of, you know, when it rains, we have a labyrinth of pans that go through the subceiling to down to hoses that go into trash cans. Twice this year we've had sewer main collapses and had actual raw sewage in the interior of the police department in the lobby and then in a back hallway. You know, we had a lead and iron in the water, predominantly iron from, you know, so we can't drink the water coming out of the fountain. So we got to have a water bottle. It served its use. And, you know, the building itself was built, I believe, in about 1948. And, you know, if they have to turn off the water and turn it back on, it comes out brown for, you know, half the day. So, you know, it's time that the police department needs to move on to something better.
Wow. That building started life as a car dealership, I think that was the Ford dealership way back when I was a kid.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So our property and evidence storage is in the old service bays. And, you know, the big problem that we have with the front half of the building, which is where the administrative offices are, is there's these old bowstring trusses up there, which don't ask me what that is because I'm not an engineer. But apparently the tie-ins and stuff, they're really concerned about, you know, snow load. We get a lot of ponding of water on top of the roof when it rains, and you know, if we get ponding of water plus a freeze and weight, there's a lot of weight considerations that building just wasn't designed for, you know, radio towers and other things. So, you know, it's time for us to get something new, and we're doing something that's very modest that just is about need to haves, not nice to haves. You know, there was a lot of discussion last night about a workout facility in the police station. I'd love to have that, but it's not a need to have. It's a nice to have. Our guys have gym memberships. Most of them are doing CrossFit that they can't do there anyway. So, you know, I'm not going to derail a project for a nice to have when the building
meets the needs. You need to have a building, And you need to have it as bare bones as possible, which it sounds like what you've done. It serves its purpose. It's very functional as opposed to having having people say, oh, there's another, it's the Taj Mahal of police stations. You're not like that.
They won't say that about this one.
Okay, we're going
to
take...
And that's an important consideration, and the people are going to get on board listening to what you're saying now. You've gotten away from the Taj Mahal thing, I have to have the best of everything and exactly where I want it. You're going to make something that's good for your people and good for the citizens already.
Well, it's a simple facility. It'll meet the needs of our, I mean, we're actually looking at growth. You know, we've got 146 male lockers and I think 43 female lockers right now. We have 98 personnel. So, you know, between sworn officers and CSOs, it would still take us, you know, a long time before we get back up to 200 personnel in uniform going out and working on the street.
So it's efficient, it's functional, it's strong, it gets the job done. So you're going to call it the Marine Home?
Yeah. We'll
be back.
You and I will box on that one.
We'll be back after these messages. Our guest, Reading Police Chief Rob Blade. If you have something you want to ask the chief, 530-605-4567.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Trishy, yo.
Good morning.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, you name it, they've got it. Routine maintenance. And that will make all of your systems last longer. Routine maintenance. Well, Alliance Heating and Air does that. Go to homecomfort.org, their website, or give them a call at 530-221-2642. They're good people. They do really good work. And everybody we have talked to that's been, you know, that's familiar with Alliance Heating and Air has had nothing but good things to say about them. All right. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. Yesterday, as we ended the show, which is kind of what brought this up, you were standing on our studio desk here and saying, I'll arrest them. I want to arrest them. I will bring in people. We will arrest them. We need to find some way of controlling the dregs from this AB 109.
Well, you know, it any time that you're going to shift the system, I think that you need to do it incrementally. And, you know, it's not that necessarily the construct of AB 109 is bad in the fact that, you know, maybe local jurisdictions can handle local, you know, low-level offenders better than what the State Department of Corrections did. And before it was basically a straight line. I mean, 1 year less, county jail, 1 year more, state prison. Prison realignment has changed all of that, and they did it so quickly that, you know, it puts a lot of stress on counties to try to catch up for that. And this is not Shasta County. This is Shasta County, Sacramento County, Tehama County. All the sheriffs, you know, are the ones that have jail space usually are the ones that had contracts with the Department of Corrections to house their prisoners in their jails. And are set up for that lost those contracts because of prison realignment. And all of a sudden they have bed space that they're trying to fill so that they don't have to fire a bunch of their personnel. That's the case in Alameda County where he actually housed about 1,500 inmates. But now that the state has released all of those that were eligible for prison realignment, they're hitting the bottom of the barrel and they're still not meeting the state or the mandates of this 3-judge panel. The state of California actually went and appealed to the 3-judge panel and now have a 6-month extension. on meeting those numbers. So they've basically drawn it out a little bit, but we're still arresting offenders that need to go to prison. Well, and if we keep putting people in, this is what's going to happen. They're either going to have to adjust what is prisonable and what is not. And the governor even said that, you know, we're going to have to change 5 felonies to misdemeanors. You know, some of the felonies.
Well, and I know that you said yesterday is that people that think this is just non-serious, non-sexual, non-threatening or something.
It's non-serious, non-sexual, non-violent.
And you said, you know what, you waved the BS flag on that one yesterday, and you said that's absolutely not true.
Well, you know, and that's one of the things that, you know, I do a lot of public speaking in the community, and they say, well, what's serious? And I tell people, it's not my definition, you know. I mean, commercial burglary is not something that you're going to go to prison for. To me, that's a serious crime when somebody breaks into somebody's business and steals their stuff. That's not a prisonable offense. If I arrest somebody with 10 pounds of drugs in the back of their car right now, they're not eligible for prison. So, you know, unless...
You mean what kind of drugs?
Methamphetamine or anything.
You can't put them in prison for
10 pounds?
No,
they go to county jail. They're Tom Basenko's responsibility. So unless there's a gang enhancement or some other mitigating factor, they're not going to go to prison. So they have completely changed the construct, and they did it so quickly. So the state of California had to get 32,000 people out of prison. Well, they've got 32,000 people, or roughly, you know, I don't know what the latest number is, but, you know, they're kicking all these people out of prison. And so could the state of California have simply taken those people out and put them into parole? So that they're still the state's responsibility? No, they didn't. They put them onto probation. So now you've got Wes Foreman, who's now got all of a sudden, he's got this influx of you know, and to be honest, we've got 413 people from this process that have come back to Shasta County, that have come out of prison under prison realignment. But that's still, if you look at being able to hire the probation officer, train the probation officer, and supervise those people, and they're doing it so quickly that, you know, Wes is struggling to get people hired. You know, now all of a sudden Tom's got money to open the third floor of the jail. He's struggling to get people hired. It's a catch-up game rather than doing things in an incremental process that allows the counties to react to it before it takes place. They just did it. And they did it under this court order. So it's not, you know, everything that I'm bashing the state of California, but, you know, there's ways to do this incrementally to take place. Unfortunately, the judges don't want to hear that.
Well, let me say something I've just heard too is that they're looking at right now is trying to bring prisoners back from other states to save money, and those prisoners are going to come back into the state prisons. And if we don't meet the and we're arresting people all the time, that we're arresting people all the time. So those people have to go someplace. So with that being said, let's talk about this, is that when we talk about, it's got to be in incremental sections. And let's just say it, Wes Foreman is in charge of this whole thing, right?
Well, the Community Corrections Partnership Panel is in charge of implementing a plan. The Community Corrections Partnership Panel develops a plan that they recommend to the Board of Supervisors. This Board of Supervisors is actually the one that approves the plan in total. You know, Tom just walked in.
Tom Basinka just walked in.
I called and asked him to come over and talk about this with me. But, you know, you've got Tom is on that panel. I'm on that panel. The Court Executive Officer, the Public Health Services Director, the Public Defender, the District Attorney,
it's everybody.
Wes is actually the chair of that committee.
Well, that means chair means in charge of. I mean, that's every time I've ever.
He's in charge of the development of the plan, but actually in the implementation of the plan, he's only responsible for what happens in probation.
Okay.
So if you look at the total, you know, the California Department of Corrections, what they're talking about doing right now, and the governor said it, if we don't meet these numbers, we are going to have to redefine 5 felonies to misdemeanors so that they go to county jails, and we're going to cut their service time down from 85% to 50%. That means that they're going to serve less time in prison for the offenses that they do commit that are prisonable. You know, we're trying to use these alternative programs like GPS bracelets, things like that. Parole uses them, and these guys are cutting them off, walking in, setting it on their desk, and saying, you can't send me back to prison.
Well, you don't even have enough GPS ones, right?
Well, we can get more of those. I mean, we're doing a test segment right now, but I'm looking at with 430 people, over 430, convicted of crimes that haven't been sentenced. And if I go arrest them all and put them in jail, there's not enough jail space to hold them until they get to a sentencing hearing.
In fact, right now we have 50 GPS units, 25 for probation and 25 for the sheriff's office, in addition to the normal electronic monitoring that usually uses a landline or a cell phone.
Okay, well, that's obviously Sheriff Tom Basinka, and I'm glad that you all came in to team up on this, because there's been too many people characterizing the fact that we've arrested people 8 times and blaming it on the police and the sheriff. You've only got so much room. We want to talk about that when we come back, but there's got to be something. When you get people arrested 8 times in a 4-month period, and they're still out there stealing stuff, still breaking into cars, and they're so stupid they're still hanging in the car when the police come across the street to arrest them. Of course, the police station's across the street. Maybe that's it. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Sheriff Thomas Hinkle, and Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The White House says he'd do a wonderful job, but Senate Republicans say they'll block a vote on Defense Secretary nominee Chuck Hagel until they get more information. The Senate's top Democrat, Harry Reid.
It's shocking that my Republican colleagues would leave the nation without a fully empowered Secretary of Defense during all the things we have going on in the world, including a war.
Two Republican senators tell Fox they do expect Hagel will be confirmed eventually. Oscar Pistorius, the first double amputee to run in the Olympics, is now charged with killing his girlfriend in South Africa. Police say neighbors report hearing an argument.
The investigations will continue, but they did confirm that there had been other calls to the Pistorius home of a domestic nature.
Kelly Maestri with Global Radio News. Pistorius was seeing a model and law graduate named Reva Steenkamp. She was shot. Fox News. We report. You decide.
You are a responsible gun owner. Whether you like to hunt, target shoot, enjoy working on weapons, or just want to own one for protection, Bastiani Arms is the place for you. Bastiani Arms is Redding's leading firearm headquarters. Friendly, professional customer service, a commitment to education, and Redding's finest product lines. They pride themselves on only selling quality firearms. Hunters, target shooters, and law enforcement officials agree that Bastiani Arms is a trusted resource for advice, sales, and repair of firearms. They've earned a reputation for quality and excellence, and they're committed to safe, responsible gun ownership. Call Bastiani Arms today at 530-222-8222 and talk to one of their trained professionals. Ask about their firearm instruction, concealed carry, and hunter safety classes. See Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, or call 530-222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
not miss the incredible savings during the Big Crown Motors President's Day Sale. Hurry to Crown to really save on hundreds of vehicles priced to sell. Every car, every truck, every SUV. Save on Ford, Dodge, Lincoln, Honda, and Nissan. All at incredible discounts. Huge savings on clean, quality, pre-owned vehicles too. Stop in or check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com during the Big President's Day Sale through Monday at Crown Motors in Reading.
Thanks to your faithful and generous support, the Good News Rescue Mission is able to help people transform their lives from addictions and homelessness to becoming productive citizens again. In addition to a highly successful free recovery program, the mission, over the past 5 years, has provided over 1,800 chapel services, 360,000 nights of emergency shelter, and more than 1 million hot meals to our neighbors. Thank you again for helping to transform lives. I am Cesar Partida. This is the Good News, and this is our mission.
For more info, go to GNRM.org.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Huh. She's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. It's 52 degrees. It's 8:35 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. It's a great place to get a haircut. It's a great place just to be in for a while. Everybody here, except maybe Trish, goes to Cypress Square Barbershop. And she goes down there because, you know, you never can.
They got good magazines.
They got good magazines and people whistle at her when she goes by. You, no doubt. Okay. Our guest today is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti. We held him over from yesterday, or I asked him to come back, I should say, we didn't hold him hostage, to talk about AB 109. And at the end yesterday, it's like, you know, we're picking them up. We can't hold them. There's not enough room in the inn.
And I want to jump in and say one thing before Sheriff Bezenko gets involved in this. As this whole thing unfolded and the state decided to make this decision to meet the federal mandates, all the things we're facing here in Shasta County being repeated 58 times throughout every other county, and none of it are unexpected consequences.
No.
Any one of us could have told them exactly what was going to happen because the conditions were there. There wasn't enough room in our jails. We don't have enough facilities or people to handle what we already had, let alone what was coming down with this
legislation.
Probably
2 years prior to 109, 2 to 3 years prior, the state sheriffs did a position paper on overcrowding in the jails. Nearly 40 of the county jails, 40 out of 58 county jails, did not have the bed space, and they were either under self-imposed, court-imposed, or a federal mandate to avoid overcrowding.
So everybody knew it, from the state, the legislature, the governor, everybody
sheriffs,
all the way down.
We were adamant on pushing against 109. Cal chiefs were adamant about pushing against it because we knew what the ramifications and the consequences were going to be in our communities and in our counties and in our jails.
Well, even now, I mean, if you look at AB 109 is trying to change the focus of the criminal justice system towards rehabilitation. And rehabilitation in changing your lifestyle is still a choice, and we have to have some ability to, you know, influence people, criminals, into making that choice. So we're looking at alternative custody programs like GPS, home electronic confinement, work release, all of those things. But what if they don't want to comply? What if they choose not to change themselves? We don't have the teeth, which is Tom having jail space.
You got the carrot, you got no stick.
We don't have the stick. We're a dog with no teeth.
Which is the idea of only, that's the only way these programs are going to work is if you have that. that where people are going to have to, you know, they have to get smacked in the nose like a dog.
Well, what doesn't make sense to me either now, Tom, I mean, Tom and I beat our heads against the wall about this quite a bit. But, you know, the state now is reopening the fire camps. So if we want to send people to a fire camp, now we have to pay the state $45 a day to send them to a fire camp, which means they gave us the prisoner, and now we got to pay them to take them back. Why don't they just take those prisoners and put them in the fire camps themselves and send less to us?
And
they won't do that.
And right now we're in the final legal negotiations with the state, Shasta County is, and we're right in the top one, two counties getting ready to sign a contract with the state for fire camp bids. But that'll cost about $20,000 a year for one person to be in a fire camp.
Wow. $20,000?
20 grand.
$49 a day?
I round it to, if you round it to $50 a day between transport and other things, that's $18,000 a year.
So why doesn't the state put them in the fire camp instead of cycling them to Tom?
Yeah.
And then we have to send them to the fire camp. The state should just put them in the fire camp.
If you use a business model, we now have a commodity. The commodity is the inmate to be in the fire camp, and the state has the need for the fire camps because they do a very valuable job, but we end up paying them.
Why don't we rent the inmates to them? Let me write a contract up, but we'll rent our inmates to you to fight your fires. Isn't it, you know what, this whole thing looking at the fire tax?
I was going to say the citizens are already paying more for the fire camp because they got the other tax,
and now we're paying to fight the fires in our county by putting the people in the fire camps. At what point, gentlemen? Look, we're going to take a break, but here I'm just want to throw this question out. At what point is the system so broken? Don't answer this one yet. At what point is, and do your people, your people out there, that thin line, do they just say, you know what? You know, we've been busting our ass. And the only thing I see is these jerks out there again. And at what point will it just overrun us? We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460. We have Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty and Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko with us.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner at the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all
at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people down there. Espresso Joe's, coffee, any way you want it, any type of drinks down there like that. Of course, they meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Supported our community for over 30 years. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, it's 52 degrees out there. It is 8:44 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4565. Got a bunch of questions coming in from the chat room. But when we left, the question I asked was this. At what point is it going to be we can't handle it? We can't handle it. We're arresting them. One of the things that we just talked about during the break is we have over 800 failure to appear.
I think the last count I got was 950
failures to appear.
437, I think was the exact number, have been convicted of their crime and failed to appear at their sentencing hearing.
So say you went out and did a sweep. Because you just said, you know what, and you get together, we lock arms, we all get together, we flush them like we would a recalcitrant skunk out of the woods, and you pick up all 400 of them.
What do we do with them?
What do you do with them, Sheriff?
No room at the inn.
What do we do with them?
In fact, we go out and do warrant sweeps. We're looking for those FTAs on felonies or not showing up for court. And Rob has sung my captain's accolades, Anthony Bertain, of trying to rotate some of these people through, get them into court, but sometimes there is no room. We're running always at about anywhere from 85 to 90% of capacity, and we have a court order to not exceed 90%. And we are always there. We only have normally with 85% of 343 beds, whatever that might be, we only have usually about 20, 30 beds available for the entire jail. So it makes it real difficult when people are coming in. Who do you keep and who do you release? And my staff is doing everything they can to keep people most amount of time. They might keep a person, send them upstairs, and then release somebody that's been in for a few days. But the room just simply isn't there.
And is there a solution? Do either one of you guys see a solution? I mean, we keep talking about this. The community's frustrated. You're frustrated. Are we just going to continue to battle it and be frustrated, or is there a solution, something we can do?
Well, I think we see this pendulum swing back and forth in criminal justice about every 10 to 15 years from lock them all up to let them all go. The economy and the judges are kind of forcing this let them all go mentality because, you know, if you're going to reduce prison crowding. Now, I will say one of the big issues with the Department of Corrections was that the Department of Corrections didn't have, according to the judges, adequate mental health facilities for the inmates, medical treatment facilities. The state of California had a higher ratio of mental health practitioners to inmate than any other state in the country. But we're the ones that are under this court decree because, well, it's our inmates that sued and won with their, you know, great, you know, law firm out of San Francisco. But, so the Department of Corrections was doing the best that they could. Now, the biggest problem that we're going to have is where do we keep these people and how do we develop ramifications? Because without the ramifications, the actions are going to continue. You know,
they're going to get worse.
Even if West Forman is actually putting together, I'm trying to put together some pretty good programs to give these people the opportunity to rehabilitate. But if we can't get those 437 sentenced, they never see West Forman.
Well, see, and that's the problem. West came on that day and he said, you know what? The ones that we get our hands on, we've got a low recidivism rate. Unfortunately, as he said later on in the interview, was we don't get them all because they don't show up. And if they don't show up, how can you say it's working?
And we need beds. Last year, I was able to get a funding opportunity with revenue bonds for a $35 million jail project. And that was in competition with other counties throughout the state. The board turned it down. And it might have been a good decision by them because it would cost about at least $6 million annually to run that additional jail, about 232 beds. But the quite frankly, Trisha's been there, don't have $6 million a year, year after year, in the county budget to operate it. So yeah. that makes it tough. And then that 232 beds, the day that it opened, we would still be about 150 or so short, even by opening at full capacity. And okay. That's what we're finding.
All right. So, you know, so then let me kind of like synthesize this thing is we've got over 900 failures to appear. We have 457 437 that have been convicted and they fail to appear for sentencing. And even when you do a sweep and if you picked up 100 of these, you cannot even put them in jail. You couldn't even put GPSs on or the things because we don't even have enough of those. And now they're talking about bringing, and we're running out of money for the program to put them in other jails. And they're talking about bringing more prisoners back into state. And also, if the judges don't give an extension, they're going to turn loose more people by lessening they're going to change the felonies to misdemeanors.
Well, they're also going to reduce. I mean, right now, if you go to to a state prison in California, you're expected with good behavior to serve 85% of your sentence. They're going to have to lower that to 50%.
Oh, it's already there. They're already whacking them 50%. So if you got sentenced to 10 years, you do 5. And then if you go to a work camp, a fire camp, you get another third off, so you'd only do about 3 on 10.
And we're going to pay for them to go to the fire camp because they've already been sent down that.
Oh, yeah. Or if they're a state prisoner, we still pay.
And there's the questions come through the chat room. Are we, when we get an illegal here in town that's been arrested, do we turn them over to the ICE people?
Yes.
Okay, that was the answer.
And do they take them?
Yes.
It's always been the answer.
And part of the depends is after they're done with local charges. So if they have a serious charge, they have to get adjudicated.
Understand that.
But if they don't, they get shipped out.
Okay,
here's the one thing I want to say on recidivism, though.
Okay.
Department of Corrections calculated recidivism is anything that puts your feet back on a prison floor. So that meant that if you had a technical violation or you didn't, you know, you committed a new crime, whatever the case was, parole violation, anything that put your feet back on a prison floor, you were a recidivist. When realignment came into play, the State Probation Office, Probation Chiefs Association, who is now basically the majority of the prisoners, supervisors, changed the definition of recidivism to convicted of a new crime. So, you already changed the measuring metric, so none of those technical violations count as for recidivism anymore. It's convicted of a new crime. Not arrested, not for violations, nothing. The other part is, a guy was on parole and counted against the recidivism rate for 3 years. If a person comes out under AB 109 prison realignment and they behave themselves for 6 months, they're off and they don't count towards the recidivism rate anymore. So be careful when I think, you know, and this is one of those areas where Wes Foreman and I box a little bit philosophically. Recidivism is anything that puts you back in jail. But now it's convicted of a new crime only, so they can violate probation as much as they want, and they're not considered a recidivist. So they're automatically going to lower that recidivism rate because they've changed the measuring metric.
See, Rob and I look at recidivism, when you get arrested, you're out committing a new crime. To be convicted, that takes sometimes 3 to 6 months or more.
Now, I will tell you that when I did the statistics off the jail reports for the prison, for the PRCS population, which is that population that came out of prison that's under the control or supervision of Wes Foreman, and I used the same metric for parole and probation, was arrested. I just used arrested of a fresh charge because that's something that my guys are out there doing. His rate was about 17%. 69 of the 413 were booked for fresh charges, about 17% of them. Parole kind of had a sliding scale from, I think, 690 parolees down to about 360 that were active on parole in this area. Those guys were, so I did kind of an average, you know, of about 535 under supervision at any one time. We booked that parole population 411 times during the same time period. So they're dealing with different populations. Parole still has your worst offenders.
And I think that's still about 76% recidivism rate.
Okay, finish that thought, then we have to take a break. I see this, you know what this is, now we're counting them different.
Apples and oranges.
We're going to keep this exactly the same. We're just going to change the qualifications a little bit. So, cause those qualifications are just a little bit strict.
Anyone that's had a class in statistics knows you can't get solid comparable statistics when you change the metric with which you're measuring it.
And we'll take a break there. Redding Police Chief Rob Poletti, Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko and Trish Clark. I'm a lucky guy today. I can just sit here and listen. We'll be right back.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Army Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Our ladies-only CCW classes have become one of our most popular events. We begin each class with basic pistol instruction, so there's no need for shooting experience. We can supply the ammunition for your training, so you don't have to worry about finding it locally. Visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at norcalify.com, or call us at 999-1822 to schedule your CCW training today. As a gun owner, blissful ignorance is not an option. NFI.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Hey, tomorrow, it didn't turn out to be, didn't start to be this way, but now, tomorrow, Anderson Police Chief Michael Burke's gonna be on.
Michael Johnson.
I'm sorry, Michael Johnson. I don't know why I said Burke.
Michael Burke is, Shasta
Baylor. That's right. Michael Johnson will be on, and we're gonna hear what he thinks from down there in Anderson County.
Anderson County. Where are you at this today?
Okay. You know what?
City of Anderson.
The city of Anderson in Shasta County. Okay, I've got Redding Police Chief Rob Pletty, and I have Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko here, and of course, Trish Clark. Let's go to the phones. Terry, do you have a question?
I do. Hey, you guys, thanks for what you do. And Tom, I hope you got some sleep last night, buddy.
A little bit.
Okay. Anyway,
I was at a meeting last night.
Yeah, we had a thing in Shingletown last night where Patrick Jones, Mike Stewart, Principal Ost, and the sheriff, we're discussing what to do in our schools, and it was a great community thing. I want to tell you that the community of Shingletown really thanks you. It was great. We all had a great time. Got a lot of good information. And, Tom, you had mentioned doing something like some sort of town hall with Chief Paletti and with our Anderson Police Chief and the three of you and really opening this up. And I think that that's a really good idea. And it's interesting, Carl, you're going to have the Chief of Police Anderson on tomorrow.
Well, you know what?
That's a great thing.
People are concerned. And when I listen to our chief law enforcement, the heads of our law enforcement here, our organizations, they're concerned. You know what? It's time for the people to get concerned, and it's time for the people to stand up and say, look, it's our lives. Our law enforcement officers are doing the absolutely best they can do. Absolutely the best. And we're still having these thugs push down our throat.
Well, and that's why I think that Tom's idea, we talked about it, what, about 4 weeks ago, Tom?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's a great idea to do that because I think for the first time in a long time, we've got three guys that are heading up all our law enforcement. They're great guys. And I think the people, it's time now. Timing is everything. And I think the time now of having a town hall like that with you three guys and, you know, uniting the people. I mean, and criminals will see that. That, you know, they'll see, they'll understand, hey, you know, the community is behind these guys, you know, it's sort of like, you know, don't mess with Shasta County.
And
I think it's a great idea, and I want to encourage you guys, and if there's anything that any of us can do to help you, we're there for you.
Thanks a lot, Jerry.
Sure.
We gotta run here.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Jerry, more importantly, it's time for the people to get behind all of these people. You know, we get very frustrated as a citizenry because we don't like what's happening. And the answer is get off your couch, go to the meetings, contact the people in your neighborhood, get everybody involved in making a change in this. It has to be the people.
Okay.
Grassroots.
Last thoughts here.
We're also working on putting a medium security facility down off of Breslauer. We're going to be doing a application for that. And that's going to have some beds in it and also work on rehabilitation, some of these vocational programs to help out. And Rob's first town hall meeting that he had, that was a great success. You had probably pushing 400 people or so at that first town hall.
Just over 300.
Your last thoughts here, Rob.
Well, you know, I talked to Jim Nielsen yesterday, and the North State's very lucky to have a guy that has the experience in the prison system and is down there fighting AB 109. But it takes the citizenry. You know, the frustrating part is these decisions are being made in Sacramento and they're affecting our community. And we need to scream at Sacramento and the citizens have to do that. The second thing I want to say, and I'll say it real quick, 50% of our general theft was out of a motor vehicle. It's a preventable crime. 45% of our burglaries that we had last year were no forced entry, meaning we're leaving windows, doors, and things open. And I've said it for a year, and I'll keep saying it. Think from a crime prevention standpoint. We'll go arrest the bad guys, but please don't make yourself an easy victim.
There you go.
Got to lock things up.
There you go. Okay, hey, thank you very much. Trish, thank you.
My pleasure.
Tomorrow, like I said, we're going to have the police chief of Anderson on, and we're going to talk a little bit about him. But you know what? I can see this coming back again where we get you know, I like the idea of Jim Nielsen coming up here and making like a United Front. What can we do to go down there and stop this, at least slow this down from happening? Thanks a lot for what you do, and y'all stay safe out there.
You bet.
Remember, Happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Join me and Linda at Anselmo's today for Valentine's Day for lunch.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. At this point, they just want to get off, but they'll have to wait.
This is going to be a long day. This is not a process that's going to happen fast.
As a disabled cruise ship is towed to Alabama, Fox News Radio's Evan Brown monitoring this live in Miami.
Lisa, the Carnival Triumph has four tugboats pulling it into the channel for the port of Mobile, ending a horrendous experience for cruisers. Engine fires, power losses, bathroom breakdowns, though they might get a hot meal today.
We have delivered additional provisions to the Carnival Triumph. That happened last night, and the ship is in excellent shape now. And we'll be fully provisioned to provide all the food services for the guests, certainly by the time the ship docks later this evening.
Says Terry Thornton, a Carnival VP. The company and port officials think they can get the boat unloaded tonight, Lisa.
Evan, thanks. Fireworks in the U.S. Senate as Democrats accuse Republicans of mounting a filibuster against the former senator nominated to be U.S. Defense Secretary. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson.